No other shampoo. Only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage. Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Valley speaking.
Greetings, Rudy. This is your irrepressible house guest, Monty Woolley. Cup thine ear for a morsel of joyous news for that. I have exerted the pressure of my illustrious day and secured for you an acting role at one of the motion picture studios.
You've got me a part in a picture? Gee, any particular studio?
Not too particular. This cinematic organization is called Remarkable Pictures Incorporated.
Remarkable Pictures Incorporated? I've never heard of it.
Really? Well, perhaps you can recall their slogan. If it's a good picture, it's remarkable.
Oh, yes, I saw one of their pictures last night. It was a horror picture called Frankenstein Meets Dracula with the cat people and goes to the wolfman's house with the bat people and has a zombie.
Well, hasten down to the studio, Rudy. The Andrews sisters are also in the picture, and when the demand arose for a leading man, I told the producer all about you.
You did?
Yes, but you got the part anyway.
Gosh, I'm thrilled. After not being on the screen in so long, I'm going to be in a picture. And a talkie, too.
Oh. You derive immeasurable pleasure working at this studio, Rudy. I have been here less than an hour, and I have discovered that they have under contract 500 beautiful girls.
Why, Mr. Woolley, what are you up to?
267.
Woolley, I'm surprised at you. I'm surprised at you.
Well, frankly, so am I. I guess I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, Frank Duvall, you and the orchestra take over the program tonight. I'm going over to meet Mr. Woolley at the Remarkable Picture Studio.
Pictures casting office. What? Okay, Joe, I'll look around and see if I can find one. Hey, you, sitting with that girl.
The casting director's calling you, Mr. Woolley. Gee, then you really are going to get me into pictures, and you really think I have a pretty figure? And...
Oh, decidedly, miss. As Ovid so aptly put it in Latin. Fortum denarius aliquam curtomini cursus vela caesinos te veros non fabula rumor in equit. Superabilism, non declare passes laude te dum for mine bono, by stantion esse. English translation.
Wow!
Gee, I'm so glad because I know you have exceptional taste. Tell me, Mr. Woolley, do you like red-haired girls, brunette or blonde?
Yes. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shall squander a precious moment or two chatting with yon casting director.
Well, you certainly took your time about it, Bob. We got a part open. Can you act?
Can I?
Act.
Well, my dear, well-bred young man. And when I say bread, I refer to it in its crummiest form. So happens I have worked exactly 5 years at 20th Century Fox today.
To date?
Yes, to date Betty Grable.
Well, this part calls for a man about town type. Somebody who knows all about women.
Then you need not speak any further.
Well, there you are, Mr. Woolley. I just overheard you discussing that man about town part. Is that the one I'm playing?
Hey, who's the curly-haired boy that just breathed in?
Allow me to present this young hopeful, Mr. Casting Director. As you doubtlessly are aware, truly great artists are never referred to by both names. Now, when you think of a great actress, you don't say Katharine Hepburn, you say Hepburn. When you think of a great actor, you don't say Charles Boyer, you say Boyer. At this time, I would like to present Rudy Vallet.
Oh, is that so? Well, I don't think Charles Boyer so much. Take away his personality and his good looks, and what have you got?
Rudy Vallet.
Oh, pitch talk, no yet.
Save your breath for your picture, Vallet. You better hurry now. The Andrews sisters are waiting on stage 5 to rehearse that number they did with you. And Wooly, that part for you is in the same picture.
That is just oozy.
Oh, by the way, how do we get to stage 5?
Well, you go through this door to stage 1 where they have that barnyard set. Then you go to stage 2, the bathing beauty set. Then you go to stage 3, the western set.
Then back to the bathing beauty set.
No, you don't go back to the bathing beauty set.
Silly boy.
Come, Mr. Wooly. I don't want to keep the Andrews sisters waiting.
Pardon me, Mr. Casting Director. You have a part for me in a picture.
Let me look at you. No. Sorry, but I don't think you'll do.
But I'm considered quite pretty by all my friends. Why? What's wrong with me?
Well, if you'll pardon the intrusion, miss, I believe I can answer that.
Who are you?
Call me a friend in need if you wish. You do have a good figure. Your features are photogenic. You have interesting eyes, a lovely smile. But, well, I'd say there's one thing missing. One thing that's vital to real glamour. To catch the eye of the camera or of a man, you must have beautiful hair. The kind of lustrous, silky hair that sparkles with highlights. Now, your hair isn't all it could be, miss, and maybe it's because of the shampoo you're using. For most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, and soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. And so, my dear, I suggest you use Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner. For Dream never leaves a dulling film. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Besides, Dream removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that the new improved Dream contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. That's why glamour-wise girls all over the country favor this amazing combination of beauty advantages. No other shampoo. Only Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
In the next scene, Rudy, you are a returned soldier. All you have is a 3-hour pass, and you meet a girl.
Is she a beautiful girl?
Rudy, when all you have is a 3-hour pass, they're all beautiful. My word, it's awfully dark on this barnyard set. Then take your hand, Rudy.
Certainly. You know, I should be quite good in a war picture. Once when I was in the Coast Guard, as an officer on board ship, I was in charge of handing out the ammunition.
Really?
Yes. Get the lead out, Valley, they used to call me.
Rudy, where are you?
I'm way over here.
Over there? Then whose fingers am I holding?
Mr. Wooly, that certainly wasn't the cow I just heard.
No? Rudy, would you care for a glass of milk?
Not yet. The Andrews sisters in the orchestra are getting ready for our number. I'm coming. Wait for me. My mama done told me,
yes,
when I was in need, Pam.
Uh-huh.
My mama done told me,
she said,
son.
My mama done told me,
a woman of sweet talk, yeah, and give you the big eye.
But listen, Jack, when all the sweet talking done,
a woman with two face, a worrisome thing will leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Now the rains are falling, here's a train of calling, ooh-wee. My mama done told me that I hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the threshold, ooh-wee. My mama done told me, oh, ooh-wee do ooh-wee, oh, clickety-clack, ya echoing back the blues.
The evening breeze, the the trees to spying, and the moon will hide its light. When you get the blues in the night, take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of sound. He knows things is round and he's right. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the cold winds blow.
My mama done told me
I've been to this town.
Yeah, 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 and I heard me some big cow.
But there is one thing I know.
A woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who leave you to sing the blues in the night.
In the night. My mama was right, there's blues in the night.
Doc, print that, and set up for the next musical number. Oh, get Miss Hartburn, Valley's leading lady.
But I don't think she's ready, Sleeping. She just washed her hair and it ain't dry yet.
Well, tell her to put it on anyway and come on out.
Okay.
Rudy! Rudy.
Yes, Mr. Woolley.
I have just been perusing that exciting scene in the picture script where the mortgage on your sweetheart's home in California is overdue and the sheriff throws her out into the cold.
But if her house is in California where it's warm, how can the sheriff throw her out into the cold?
Rudy, when he throws, he throws. It's very exciting. Very exciting. Your sweetheart is waiting anxiously for you to arrive with the money for the mortgage. So you jump on a horse. Hide to the thing your trousers is worn through.
What happened?
You come through.
I do?
Yes, yes, just as the end is in sight. If you'll pardon me, I'll read a bit farther of the script.
Gosh, I really do get the girl. I wish you could be one of the Andrews sisters.
Well, how about me, Rudy?
Oh, that would be wonderful, Patty.
Oh, thanks, Rudy. That's darn sweet of you.
I mean it, Patty. Do you think you could learn to like me?
Well, why not? If I could learn to like the brands of cigarettes you gotta smoke with the shorties, I could certainly learn to like you.
Oh, Patty, that's the nicest thing a girl ever said to me. I know that I can't act as romantically as I've seen Frank Sinatra do.
You mean you've actually seen Frank Sinatra? In the flesh?
Yes, what there is of it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Rudy. Frank Sinatra is nothing to sneeze at.
Exactly, my dear. If you did, he might fall down.
Oh, hello again, Mr. Woolley. Patty, this is the gentleman who lives and has his meals at my home, Monty Woolley.
Now, hiya, Monty. What's cooking?
At Valley's home, very little.
Now, Patty means, what's new? Mr. Woolley, you see, she gives out with that jive talk at the Palladium.
Oh, yes, the Palladium. I recall having danced there once with a jitterbag.
Not a jitterbag, Monty. Jitterbug. You don't know your jive.
And you don't know the person with whom I dance.
Oh, gee, Monty, you're cute. And so talented, too. Why, I have heard it said that you are the world's finest actor.
Really, Miss Andrews? Now, who said?
You.
Miss Andrews, my personal opinion of my histrionic ability is quite justified. It might astound you, but this morning I received my 1,000,000th fan letter.
Gracious to Betsy, your 1,000,000th fan letter. Why, you should be congratulated, Mr. Woolley. Let me shake your hand.
I'd rather you didn't, Rudy. It's quite sore from all that writing.
Why, Mr. Woolley, I'm...
Quiet on the set. Sally, your leading lady, Miss Hartburn, is going to sing her classical ballad, The Pipes of Pan. Okay? Right? Camera? Action?
Stop! Stop! Stop that at once!
Why, what is the matter?
Madam, on that account, I am slightly in doubt. I don't know which is worse, your pipe or your pan.
How dare you? How dare you?
you realize that I am considered the world's finest mezzo-soprano?
Madam, you were undoubtedly a mezzo-something.
Well, this broken-down studio is certainly mistaken if they think I'm going to stand here and be insulted.
Stand
there. Pardon me, Mr. Woolley. This one is mine. Stand there. Madam, you should wear a girdle. From the looks of your figure, I thought you were sitting. Perhaps I should let you have that one, Mr. Woolley.
Mr. Director. Director, I'd suggest you substitute Patty Andrews for this other girl. And I use the word girl under advice from my lawyer.
Gee, Patty, isn't it wonderful? You're going to be my leading lady.
Oh, yes, Rudy. I've been dreaming of this moment.
You have?
Yes, I've had nothing to say in the script for so long I fell asleep.
Now, look, Willie, never mind with your suggestions. I can dig up my own leading lady.
I don't doubt it. No, I don't. This would look as if she had just been dug up.
Okay. We'll let Patty Andrews be Valley's sweetheart.
Well, that does it. I quit.
Goody. Oh. Okay, Andrews, sisters, get ready. We're going to shoot your next number.
Mr. Willie, you did it. You fixed it for Patty to be my leading lady. How can I ever thank you?
Well, Rudy, amigo mio, if you insist, I'd appreciate it if you bought me a Gruen watch.
Another one? But I gave you one as a birthday present this very afternoon at 4:30.
Yes, Rudy, but at 5 o'clock. Da-da-da-da-da-dee-da. Da-da-da-da-da-dee-da. Gruen watch was in hock.
Oh, fine.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, you, my heart grew light, and this whole world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you. Deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain all week to explain all the things that you do to me.
My mere shame, please let me explain. My mere shame means you're grand. My mere shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even said wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how.
Get ready to shoot that action stuff. Now, you folks have read the script, and you know what it's all about.
I have studied it quite analytically, Mr. Director, and I suggest a few changes for censorship purposes. We must keep this completely above reproach, you know.
Exactly, Mr. Woolley, and I shall appreciate your suggestion. Now, the title of this picture is She Stoops to Conquer.
She Stoops to Conquer. Oh, the censors won't let you use that.
Why not?
Too low. I'd suggest you use the title The Lady Takes a Bath.
The lady takes a bath. She can't do that on the screen.
And have her do it behind the screen.
Okay. Now, the scene takes place in a thriving oil town. There's a lot of hustle and bustle.
Censorship. You can't say bustle in pictures.
Okay, the bustle is out.
Well, certainly, where else could it be?
To continue. In this town, there's a cross-eyed masseur who massages Mr. Woolley.
The cross-eyed masseur must be deleted.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. He just rubs me the wrong way.
All right, we'll change it to a man who owns a sawmill.
How does he saw the wood?
Well, he just saws it with, well, any kind of a saw.
Can't do it. Might go against the grain.
Oh. Okay, then. This guy's just a plain guy who owns an oil well right in the middle of the street. Now, some careless person leaves some sacks of TNT lying at an angle.
Sorry, can't do it.
Why not?
You must leave out the sacks angle.
All right. So somebody left some TNT.
You can't use TNT.
Why not?
Brother, that's dynamite.
All right, then, gunpowder. Now, he sneaks up one night, gets hold of the fuse and lights it.
With a match?
No, with one of those things used on the 4th of July to light firecrackers.
Can't do it.
Why not?
That's punk.
All right, then, he uses a match and sets fire to the oil well. At that moment, the hero is entering a saloon, and just as he's about to step in.
Sorry, can't do it.
Can't do what?
Can't mention step in.
All right, I'm sorry. It was just a slip.
Can't mention slip.
You can't, huh?
No, that comes under the ban.
Underwear?
Can't do it.
Can't do what?
Can't mention underwear.
All right, forget the underwear.
Well, that's even worse.
I suppose to do this picture, I'll have to get an okay from the Secretary of the Interior.
And say Secretary of the Interior.
Why not?
It's icky.
Oh, this is fine. If I can't do this picture, I'll probably wind up without a job and walking around in my bare feet.
That you can't do.
Why not?
Too corny.
Well, if you don't like this story as it is, what do you suggest I do with it?
Silly boy.
Yes, I guess you're right. We'll have to rewrite.
Exactly.
Well, while we're fixing it up, we'll shoot that other romantic scene on page 9. The scene where Ingrid Heathcliff, the black market heiress, is alone in her boudoir. Ready? Lights? Camera? Action?
Oh, I am so, so miserable alone here, waiting. Who is there?
Darling, it is the one you love.
Don't be so indefinite. Ronald!
Doris! Oh, pardon me. I keep thinking this is Tuesday. Ah, Ingrid, you're beautiful. As François Villon so aptly put it in French, tu es adorable et tes cheveux sont vraiment des soins. English translation, you have but beautiful hair. Darling, remember the dull, drab, nasty hair days. But no more. Now, my glamorous Ingrid, you will so wisely use green to bring out all the lustrous sheen of your hair. No other shampoo leaves your hair so lovely. Let me again accentuate the positives. The wonderful combination of beauty advantages found only in green. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap. And now that this new improved green contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far easier to manage, far silkier and smoother right after shampooing. So whether you use it at home or ask for it at your beauty shop, remember, Ingrid, no other shampoo. Only green shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Okay, swell. Now let's shoot that other number with the Andrews sisters and Rudy Valley. Ready? Lights? Camera? Music?
Vieni, 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 tu sei bella, 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 accanto a me. Vieni, 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 tu sei bella, 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 accanto a me. Parla, mia rondinera, sei la più bella. E nel mio cuore parla, voglio cantare una canzone d'amore.
Vieni, vieni, tutta bella, bella, waiting for you. Vieni, vieni, tutta bella, bella, lonesome and blue.
Bella, 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 waiting for you. Vieni, 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 tu sei bella, 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 lonesome and blue.
Palm trees are gently swaying, my heart is saying how much I love you.
Love you.
Moonlight is softly gleaming,
written the entire script of this so-called scenario, and I believe I have the solution to the censorship problem.
Judy, is there anybody listening?
I don't believe so.
Then what are we broadcasting for?
Good night.
Good night. Vieni, tutta bella, come to me. Vieni, tutta bella, come to me. Alla mirandinera, sei la più bella, e nel mio cuore, para, voglio cantare una canzone d'amore. Now, before saying goodnight, ladies and gentlemen, remember every mealtime, you ladies particularly, to save your kitchen fat. The government urgently needs all waste fat.
Rudy Ballet will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley. The dream show is written by Artie Phillips, directed by Man Holliner, music arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. The Andrews sisters appeared with us through the courtesy of Nash Kelvinator. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, only dream shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear, your clothes wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
A blouse, a house coat,
a sweater,
a slip.
Give them ivory flakes care.
That's our tip. Wash, just show,
that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear, your clothes wear up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes, is ivory flakes, is twice the wear. You get up to twice the wear,
this is the National Broadcasting Company.